USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
20% of Americans have caught coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which puts the number at more than 66.3 million. More than 851,000 have died so far. The Omicron variant causing cases to skyrocket in recent weeks, but there is hope the surge is waning. That's because the number of new cases is down to 717,000 a day. It was more than 1.3 million just a week ago. The Senate beginning debate on voting rights legislation today.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The bill's not expected to get the 60 votes needed to pass. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden is praising agreements from Verizon and AT&T to delay deployment of 5G towers around key airports. The president issuing a statement saying the agreement will avoid devastating disruptions to passenger travel and the economy. Airlines have warned that hundreds of thousands of planes could be grounded this week over concerns that 5G cell phone signals will interfere with flight technology. As far as how long it will take for Verizon, AT&T, and the FAA to get things ironed out, Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minucci tells MSNBC,
I think the FAA, it rests on the FAA to do the analysis, and this is a complex problem. The FAA has to go airport by airport, runway by runway, and do an analysis to clear these runways at airports so that we can safely fly.
The Dow losing 543 points on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Joe Biden's overall approval ratings continue to slide downward.
As President Joe Biden approaches his one-year anniversary in office, results of a new survey show many people believe he has not handled the coronavirus pandemic as well as his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. This according to a new Redfield and Wilton Strategy survey. The survey conducted January 8th and 9th shows 44% of Americans disapprove of Biden's overall performance. It also mirrors other national polls that show Biden quickly slipping in public favor. From the U.S. USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A new Heartland Institute and Rasmussen Reports poll revealed that a high percentage of Democrats support the enactment of tyrannical COVID-19 measures against unvaccinated people. Journalist Scott Moorfield reporting, quote, if you are unvaccinated, 55% of Democrats want to fine you, 59% want to confine you to your home, 48% want you fined or imprisoned for questioning vaccine efficacy, 45% want you forced into designated facilities, 46% want you digitally tracked, and 29% want to take your children, close quote. More news always can be found by going online to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.